Welcome to another episode of NoahCast. This time I would like to explain why I use a feature called the Settings Summary. It's an extremely important feature because it allows me to access vital information about the performance of my Noah device, which is essential to be aware of either before I intend using my Noah or when I am actually using it. A couple of examples of critical information I need to be aware of are battery status and internet connection. To activate the settings summary, all I need to do is double press the select button.
Settings summary. Battery high. I am connected to the internet. I am connected to the Noah companion app. Guide dog mode active. Obstacle detection disabled.
So from that information, I can hear that I don't need to worry about the battery or take the spare battery with me when I go out. And I know that I am connected to the internet, which is essential if I need to use any of the AI features, and that the companion app is also connected, which I would need if I was using any of the navigation features, for example. Now, at this point, I'm still in my house, and I always use the settings summary before I go anywhere or do anything with my Noah, just to make sure that everything is working as it should be, so I can then confidently go about my routine. And any time when I'm walking with my Noah, if I just want to check up on anything like my remaining battery, etc., I can just double press on the select button at any time to hear that information again. And what is even better is that I can skip through the information quickly if needed by using the forward button on my Noah. So, for example, if I only wanted to hear information about the obstacle detection settings, I can just double press on the select button and then skip through the information by repeatedly pressing the forward button until I find the information I'm looking for. So I'll double press on the select button to activate the settings summary again, and then I'll just repeatedly press the forward button to skip through all of the information quickly until I hear the information about the obstacle detection settings.
Settings summary.
And then keep pressing
battery
the forward
high.
Button.
I am connected to the guide dog mode app. Obstacle detection disabled.
What I also find extremely handy is something called smart warnings, which are automatically triggered if Noah loses its connection to the companion app or the internet, and it will also warn you if the battery is running low or if the camera is not positioned correctly as well. And I'm going to head out with my guide dog now to demonstrate this. Now, for the first example, before I go outside, let me show you what happens when the camera isn't positioned correctly. So the camera should be facing forward so that it's looking directly in front of you at all times when walking. Now, listen to what happens if I bend forward to put my guide dog's harness on, because the camera then goes out of position because it's facing towards the ground when I lean forward.
Please adjust the camera module so that it points in front of you.
And I just think that's really cool. So it's looking out for you at all times and telling you when the camera is actually out of position. I just think that's a great little feature. Okay, so let's head out now, and I'll show you another smart warning. I'll show you what happens when you lose connection to the internet, which again is vital. It's vital that I have the internet connection established if I want to use any of the AI features. I'm outside now with my guide dog Dax, and I'm going to just start walking. So I'm just walking down my path at the moment, and we're going to keep walking. Okay, I'm just going to cross the road and turn right and keep walking.
I have lost my internet connection.
I've lost my Wi-Fi connection. So that now means that if I wanted to use any of the AI features, it would be impossible because you need the internet in order to use the AI related features. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to pause the recording, because what I need to do now to get back online is I need to connect my Noah to my iPhone's hotspot. So I should now be connected via my iPhone's hotspot. So what I can do to verify this is do a double press on the select button again to bring up the settings summary.
Settings summary. Battery high. I am connected to the internet.
And it has confirmed that I indeed have established an internet connection again through my hotspot. Those are just some quick examples of why I personally find the settings summary and smart warnings useful. If you would like more information about the Noah device or to arrange a demonstration, the website is biped.ai. Biped is spelled B for Bravo, I for India, P for Papa, E for Echo, D for Delta. I am also happy to answer any questions from a user's perspective. You can email me using the address noahcastquestions@gmail.com.